Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello there, British Tech News listeners. Welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 27th of October, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. Coming your way right now, as always, in about 5 minutes. Yeah, it's Friday. Now, here's a company we don't really talk about much anymore. eBay.
Who are they?
Well, they used to be an auction place. Now they want to be a place like something like Amazon. Though it has to be said, this new search tool, pretty cool. Even you don't end up buying anything on eBay. Have you been searching for that particular item? You can't remember what the hell it's called, but you sure know what it looks like. Well, now you can take a photo of what that item is, send it on there to eBay, and eBay's going to look at it and say, oh, this is what you're looking for. It's called computer vision search. And those of you that don't know what that is, well, I'm pretty sure 90% of our listeners do out there. That allows machines to process and analyze imagery on a pixel-by-pixel basis. Basically, it's going to look at the photo, it's going to see the photo, it's going to match that photo with something else and say, yep, this is what you need right here. Now, mind you, it's not exactly like that type of technology. It's just using something similar to it. Basically, what it does, it lets you select items from third-party websites, Facebook, Pinterest, you know, you get the idea. Then you can kind of zoom in on that image or scene or what it may be. Then eBay will do the rest of the work and try to find you a listing. Now, this probably harks back with all the money that eBay's been putting into artificial intelligence. As far as how accurate this thing is, well, it's a little hit and miss. Looking for some particular pair of shoes that some, I don't know, Hollywood actor you've seen, it may be just customized to them and it may not be available. Those will give you similar results, but not exactly the same thing. But pop up an image of a guitar and heck, you'll be able to find exactly what you're looking for. All in all, pretty cool, and it will probably only get better. Instagrammies, we've got another new little effect for y'all. It's called Super Zoom. What does it do? I just told you. It's a Super Zoom. It's basically going to let you select an area in a video, then zoom in on it. Remember the dramatic chipmunk, y'all, on YouTube? Oh, so many years ago. Ah, how nostalgic. Yeah, something like that. Now, the update should be available now. If you haven't updated your latest Instagram, go do it. It should be there. Then all you got to do is just select Super Zoom from the camera. Then you'll tap and hold it to record. And when that's all said and done, you got a 3-second Super Zoom on whatever you want to have a dramatic effect on. I tried it out this morning, actually, on one of my cats. Didn't go so well. Hey, Spotify subscribers, how many of you have been watching those exclusive Spotify TV shows? Oh, you haven't, huh? Guess nobody else has either. Yeah, it looks like Spotify's going to be canceling quite a bit of its original TV shows and going to start everything from scratch again, at least according to Bloomberg. Now, if you're an investor in Spotify, don't be too worried about the video thing. Apparently, they're still going to do video, just in a different way. There is other speculation, too, about the rising cost of royalty fees. You might remember Spotify just inked some deals with some companies so they can keep that music a-pumping to you. Plus, given the fact that about 82% of Spotify's entire revenue, yeah, that's actually paid to the record labels, leaving them with only about 18% left in the bank, then you've got employees and all that stuff, you probably only got about 2% of play money. And finally, now this almost made it on yesterday's show, but I decided to save it for Friday's edition. And it has to do with Amazon and breaking into your home. Okay, not really breaking in, you're giving them the keys to it. This lovely service that I'm sure will be exploited in any way possible is called Amazon Key. And for you Prime customers out there, it's going to allow your Amazon package and the driver to be able to unlock your door and put that package on the inside of your home. So you don't have to worry about anybody else stealing it. Now all you gotta worry about is somebody else trying to steal stuff that's already in your house. Now, it's going to require a special Amazon camera and a compatible smart lock. Apparently, how this will work, the driver will come to your door with the package. The driver will then take that package and scan it there on that special lock. In turn, it will be able to open up your door. After that, we'll turn on a camera, and then they'll just place the package inside, or so they say. The camera's there for your peace of mind, knowing that nobody is entering your home. The smart lock is there for, I don't know, probably to be tampered with eventually. Now, if you're still with me through this story, you're probably sitting there wondering, how much does stupidity cost? Well, for the smart locks and that camera, $250. Yep, I'm just gonna leave this story right there and just let you chew on it for a while. All right. if you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. I always say that if you love what we're doing here at the BTN Network, consider giving us a little donation. Your help goes a long way keeping all the BTN shows and the network up and running for your enjoyment. You can do it by going to PayPal.me/British Tech and then just key in what you think we're worth. And I don't say it enough, for those of you that have been donating to us, thank you so very, very much for your support. Couldn't do this network without you. You can visit our official website by going to BritishTechNetwork.com. That's where all of our podcasts, the blog, all that stuff lives on over there. You can also check out our Facebook page and Instagram feed. British Tech Network is the destination for that. We're at British Tech on Twitter. I'm also on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And of course, there is our BTN community with our Slack room. If you're not there already, I don't know what's taking you so long. It is the fun spot to be had. So get on over there and check it out, especially the upcoming weekend. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. We'd love to have you. The new show might be here Monday. It may not be Monday. I don't know. All I know is I won't be here Monday. Yes, I have to take a big old long business trip, and I've been kind of talking to you and about possibly trying to do a few new shows for you guys and gals next week. Nothing set in stone, so I don't know if there will be shows or not. All I know is he'll try to do his best to get you out a few at least. I, however, though, will be back on November 6th. So until we meet then, I hope everybody has a great weekend, a fantastic week next week. Hey, but before I go, gotta always say, thank you very much, as always, for listening.